My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about an hour, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports, will join us here on the show. Wanted to get back into the Commanders here and training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan. It's presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Are you concerned about the Commanders' wideout room at this point? There was some flux there yesterday. Dax Milne was released. Damir Bird also released. He never played a down in a regular season game here for the Commanders. He was with Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. He was brought in a few weeks ago. He was released. Byron Pringle, who was on the squad last year, saw limited duty, had 22 targets, 14 catches, for 161 yards. He's brought back into the mix. But if you look at this wideout room, you've got a stud in Terry McLaurin. Okay, now, is he Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase? No. But he's also had just horrendous level of quarterback play since he's been in the NFL, since he was drafted by this team. So you hope with Jaden Daniels, the quarterback play is elevated. He's more accurate, throws better balls to Terry. Terry's numbers should go up across the board. But after Terry McLaurin, there are a lot of question marks with this Commanders offense and specifically the wideout room. The biggest question, I think, is can Jahan Dotson bounce back from a subpar 2023 after a promising rookie campaign? Dotson numbers, his numbers from last year, he played in all 17 games, only caught 49 balls on 83 targets for 518 yards, found the end zone four times, average 10.6 yards per catch. Curtis Samuel departs. He signs with Buffalo in the offseason. Logan Thomas, now I know he's not a wideout, but he leaves the tight end room. There's not a lot of depth behind Jahan Dotson. They're hoping De'Ami Brown can finally show them something after being a third-round pick under Ron Rivera. They bring in some other bodies off the street like Olamide Zaccheaus, who's been a journeyman in the NFL, never put up big numbers.
I'd say there's some concern, but they drafted McCaffrey for a reason, mm-hmm. right?
McCaffrey's new.
And they have Crowder behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I envision as the slot, right? Now, Dotson, you want to have a bounce back, but I don't like to go crazy when we're talking about the edges. We do mm-hmm. this every year where you wonder who's going to make it, the fifth, the sixth receiver,
right?
Even De'Ami Brown. Guess what? The fourth and fifth receivers, they usually aren't that important to a team's success. It's the one and two guys.
Sure.
The biggest thing is Jahan Dotson. Is he going to be the player that he looked like he was going to be his rookie season? Or is he going to be the guy that we saw last year? Because if he's the guy that we saw last year, that's not going to be good enough.
And it was pretty alarming.
And eventually they're going to need to find somebody better. But I think that with McCaffrey / Crowder in that number three hole, in that slot position with Terry McLaurin, they should be okay. Like, I'm not going crazy. Maybe other people are. You can chime in at 800-636-1067 that they brought back Byron Pringle for depth. Because he's going to probably be the fifth or sixth receiver.
Right. He'll be a depth guy, and he shouldn't play that big of a role in the offense.
I would assume that Pringle, if he's on the team all season, is going to do what he did last year, which was what, 11 catches? How many catches?
I think it was 11 or 14. I'd have to.
Something like that.
It wasn't a lot.
Less than one a game.
Right.
So I'm not going to go crazy about that. What I'm reading, now everything seems to be coming up roses when you're reading about the burgundy and gold right now.
Right.
When you're reading about the Commanders. But what I'm reading is they do expect Dotson to have a bounce back. He has said it himself. He's put pressure on himself, but they like what they're seeing from him. I don't know what you see so much in training camp, but if Jaden Daniels can get, let's say, 65 catches out of Jahan Dotson and 7 or 8 touchdowns,
that'd be great.
That'd be a huge success.
And one of the huge drop-offs for Dotson from year one to year two is, as a rookie, he averaged almost 15 yards per catch. He was at 14.9. Last year, that plummeted down to 10.6. So I think you have to get him on, I don't know if it's longer routes, different spacing on the offense. They have to get him to be the more explosive guy that we saw in year one than he was in year two. And again, I think a lot of that can be chalked up to Bieniemy and the weirdness of that offense, and things were just dysfunctional. And maybe you can just explain it in a way like that. But I agree with you. He has to elevate as a former first round pick. He's got to be like in the mid 50s to 60 catches as the clear entrenched number two behind McLaurin. Like, there can't be any more 30, 35, 40 catch seasons for Jahan Dotson. I mean, there's just too much promise for him being drafted. I believe he was 16th overall as they moved back and decided not to draft Olave. Remember, they did the deal with the Saints to move back a few spots. He's got to be like a 55, 60 catch guy going forward. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to weigh in on the Commanders' wideout room. And
scale of 1 to 10, Cakes, so how much concern do you have? I would say I'm at like a 4 or 5.
I'm a little higher. I'd be like a 6.5 or a 7.
Really?
I hope Luke McCaffrey just steps in and plays a big role, but he's a rookie. We don't know exactly what to expect from him.
Because we're talking wide receivers specifically. We're not throwing in tight end.
Yeah, and I don't have any expectations for Deami Brown. If you get anything out of him, that's like a bonus. Like, he might not even make the roster. Here's where the opportunity comes in, especially for Dotson, but other players on the offense too. All the targets that have departed in the offseason. Curtis Samuel had 91 targets in the offense last year. And look, these are a little bit skewed because they were so pass happy last year under Bieniemy. But Logan Thomas is no longer here. That was 78 targets. And Gibby is gone out of the backfield. That was another 59 targets.
Yeah, so but I would assume.
There are new guys coming in. Yeah. Eckler's coming in.
Eckler's going to probably have more than what Gibby had.
He'll vacuum up a lot of those too. But there are opportunities and balls to go around for Dotson to get the numbers that we're talking about. Like, he should, to get to the numbers where he should be. Like, as a stud number two wide out on an NFL team. And look, the best teams, they lean into their top receivers. Like, the Dolphins, they don't care about who to throw to outside of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Okay? They couldn't care less about the third, fourth, and fifth guys on their team. Tua locks in on his top options. Same thing with Burrow in Cincinnati, with Chase and Higgins. Same thing in Philly with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Like, that's what it should look like. It's a little bit different in Kansas City because they've had a weird mix of wideouts outside of Travis Kelce, who's obviously the number one option there in Kansas City. But Jaden Daniels should major in throwing the ball to Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. minor in throwing it to McCaffrey and Zach Ertz and guys on the fringes. You should lean into your top two guys, and clearly those two guys here, McLaurin and Dotson.
When I say my level of concern is a 4 or 5, mm-hmm. it's not that they can't upgrade.
Right.
Like, when we had all these conversations about, well, what if they could get Brandon Ayuk? Mm-hmm. Well, I believe he's not practicing with the Niners. I saw him at camp, mm-hmm. and he was shaking hands with the GM and shaking hands with the coach. He's there, but I don't think he's running routes.
He's not. Like, that video that you saw yesterday, I saw the same one. It made you think that, like, an announcement was imminent that he had been extended. But we haven't heard any official news yet. Maybe, you know, they're right at the finish line, haven't gotten it quite done yet. Maybe we hear that news today or tomorrow.
So what I'm saying is, in an ideal world, mm-hmm. I'd love to upgrade.
Sure.
And then if you had a number one like Ayuk, or we talked about the holdout from Cincinnati, why am I forgetting his name right now?
T. Higgins.
Yeah. Of course, you would take that, because then all of a sudden Terry McLaurin's the number two, which mm-hmm. would be a great receiving corps. Now you bump Jahan Dotson to 3. You can take the rookie Luke McCaffrey, he mm-hmm. can be 4. Now all of a sudden you got a great wide receiver room.
And Adam Peters is, you know, he's scanning every other team and seeing who's going to get cut, who's going to get released. Maybe
yeah, but that's somebody... edges.
Yeah, that's again.
That's why I don't go too crazy about Byron Pringle and De'Ami Brown.
Right.
Like, that's not a concern. But it's really all about Jahan Dotson. That's where the concern is.
Right.
Because I don't know.
He has to take that leap into being, you know, like, I think 60 balls for him might even be a little light. Like,
I said 65,
like,
Cakes.
Yeah, he should be like 65 or 70.
Give me 65 with 7.
If that offense
65
is humming,
catches, 7 touchdowns.
That would be fantastic. That's what he did. He scored 7 touchdowns as a rookie in only 12 games. Remember the hamstring injury that dogged him throughout his rookie campaign. So hopefully Dotson does take that leap and becomes a bigger threat and bigger element of the offense. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Jay in D.C. What's up, Jay? You're on with the Junks.
How you doing, my man?
What's up, Jay?
All right, this is the way I see it. McLaurin, you don't have to worry too much about him, but he's not a neighbor's. And he's not in the top ten.
He's not Justin Jefferson. We realize that.
Right, right. And then you look at Dotson. Dotson is definitely the guy you got to worry about, because if he can't do it, if he comes up crying about his hammies and all this kind of BS or whatever, then the passing game is just not going to go, and then that's definitely going to force the quarterback McDaniels to run more. And what you're going to have is that you know how we used to do when we were little? Mommy, my toy is broken. And that's what's going to happen. The kid is going to get hurt out there, because the more he has to run, the more he's going to probably wind up getting hurt.
I hope McDaniels doesn't get hurt, Cakes. Yeah, it would suck if McDaniels got hurt.
That would be terrible. It would be bad for the fortunes of the Commanders and for this show, whoever that McDaniels person is. Yeah, I just think everybody's numbers are going to rise because they have a superior quarterback delivering them the football. Like, the balls are going to be accurate. They're going to be on point. As long as the offensive line does their part and they've upgraded that enough to give Jaden Daniels time to find his targets...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in then get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The offensive flow should look better. It should look easier than it has in years past because you have a superior talent now at quarterback over, you know, the carousel of Ryan Fitzpatrick's and Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke and that never-ending string of just bad quarterbacking that we've seen here for years. Hopefully, those are a thing of the past, and it's all Jaden all the time. That's what you have to hope for. Hopefully, that's the case. If you want to weigh in on whether the wideouts for the Commanders are concerning you, you can do that at 800-636-1067. Don't forget, we'll talk more NFL with Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join us on the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.